The Columbia Workshop presents the premiere performance of John Williams Andrews' original verse play on aviation, Georgia Transport.
Above the city, here in a small apartment, hung between earth and sky in a gray web of stone and steel, as if it truly were a swallow's dwelling, seen through a cliff's face. Two men are getting up. Young Stephen Rockley, tall, lanky, tense, shuffling in leather slippers across the carpet. Red-haired Rusty Harlow, sleepy, in bed still, short, solid man, older. But young men, both, who in this day has gathered a full current over the earth and swept them to their work outside the city, will move expertly, swiftly, vital cogs in this world's latest magic, traffic on airways, both guardians of ships. It's 8 o'clock.
Hey, wake up, Rusty.
Yeah, I'm awake, Stephen. Yeah.
What's the weather?
Hazy. Northeast wind. Fair weather by the look, but I'm waiting for the weather maps.
Yeah, wait for the maps. Say, this is your big day, isn't it?
My biggest day. I've got to call in now for Judy in Savannah. She's coming up by plane this afternoon. That means Judy tonight, and Judy tomorrow, and tomorrow, and tomorrow.
And the old bachelor's plugging along in the old ruts tomorrow and tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. It's hard to break up after so long together. But we'll still have the airport jobs. Airways control. Transcontinental's warming up outside the window till I can't hear myself think. You upstairs in the tower, bringing the ships in, sending them out. You can't alter that. There's McCall now. You stay put here while I talk to Judy.
Right, Mooncalf. Give her my love, if you dare.
Hello? Hello?
Is this Mr. Stephen Rockley speaking?
Yes.
Already with Ralston in Savannah, Georgia. Go ahead, Mr. Rockley.
Hello. Hello, Judy?
Stephen, darling, how are you?
Oh, never better. And you? Your voice sounds close and sweet as if I had you here in the room.
And yours to me. Stephen, will I really be with you tonight?
If you follow orders like a good wife-to-be. 1:30 plane out of Savannah, Judy. You'll be all right, darling?
Of course I shall. Don't worry. Still, I wish you were here. Not that I'm scared. Not badly scared. Although the thought is scary, isn't it now? Roaring up there through space 200 miles an hour on nothing at all, and all the earth so flat and far below me. No, Stephen, I am scared.
Oh, don't worry, Judy. These transport flights today are safe as safe.
Forgive me, Stephen, darling. It's stormy here. Perhaps that's why I'm blue. The clouds seem full of menace to a girl who must fly through them today to reach her lover. Hold me close, Stephen.
Oh, Judy, I will. I am. I'll have a little marker on my map, the big map on my table. I'll have marked it Georgia Transport, and that'll be your ship. All the way north, I shall be guarding her. I'll hold you close. 1:30 from Savannah.
I've got it, Stephen. Goodbye. Goodbye, goodbye.
Goodbye, my sweet. Oh, poor darling. Well, it's time to go. Rusty, let's go.
All right, let's go.
Black and immense in the sun, the airport lies. Great eastern terminal of arrowing airways. Focus of beacons blinking on the hills. Focus of radio beams. The summer sun has set the heat waves dancing on the runways. The hangars shimmer. A huge silver transport, loading her cargo now for California, glitters, long-snouted, lean. Across the field, high in the traffic tower, all steel and glass, Rusty is standing, radiophone in hand. He watches, waits. He sees the silver transport starting a motor, hatches closed and locked. Passengers snug inside the streamlined shell. She pivots, taxis out. From a loudspeaker, a sudden voice emerges.
California Flight 4 calling PRM. California Flight 4 calling PRM. We're ready to take off. Go ahead, PRM.
PRM to California Flight 4. Surface wind northeast about 5 miles an hour. Northeast 5. Have a small ship practicing landings in the southwest corner of the field. Watch out for them. Who's your pilot? Go ahead, Flight 4.
California Flight 4 to PRM. Phil Grommel, pilot. Go ahead, TRM.
All right, Phil. I have a Douglas Sky Lounge coming in from Cleveland at 10,000, just letting down over Martin's Creek. Also, a Navy transport F-52 from Dayton, Ohio, reported 3 minutes ago over Barnesville at 12,000. That's all the traffic I know. All clear behind you, Phil. Let her roll! Well, what are you doing up here, Stefan? What's the weather?
Yesterday's polar air mass passed Newfoundland. It's working south now, fog on the Grand Banks. Fog north of Boston, reaching down the coast. Fog at Cape Cod and fog at Ambrose Light. Fog everywhere offshore.
And it won't close in with all this heat until the sun has set. What time does Judy land?
6:20.
Washington Senator calling TRM. Washington Senator calling TRM.
You take it, Joe.
Right, Rusty.
Just crossing the beam station at Elizabeth.
6:20, Stefan.
Go ahead.
Right in the middle of the rush. And if fog comes in tonight, we'll have low ceiling landings. Then your young lady will be late.
Fog is a tricky, black, deceitful thing. It shuts the approaches down until this airport is not an airport, but a bottleneck through which the ships must cram to get to Earth.
They've got the beam, Stefan.
Thank God they have. But only one can ride at a time. The rest must wait. And I must hang them up like angry stars above appointed stations, cruising and waiting. And to hang them up for hours in odd corners of the sky multiplies chances. You'd think the sky was large enough to hold 1 million ships. It isn't. Not with a fog, transports blind. We need more airports, Rusty. Need them badly.
Don't fret, old lad. We'll get your Judy down.
Oh, sure. Sure, we always do. Well, I'll get back.
Down in the south, in Georgia, rains hard. It rains in Georgia, making the red earth redder than blood. It rains hard at the airport outside Savannah. Georgia Transport waits to take on cargo. Tapering silver wings dripping with rain. Her motors hooded. Rain will not trouble her, nor stormy skies. She'll climb above them, climb through purple caves, rise and emerge in a white world of sun. Now, in the airport station.
Paging Miss Ralston. Paging Miss Judith Ralston. Miss Ralston, would you please step over to the ticket counter?
Well, it's raining today, but I don't think it's going to be possible.
Well, I hope not.
Is there a call for me?
Is this Miss Ralston? Well, I'm Sally Holt, the stewardess.
Oh, Miss Holt, I'm so glad to meet you. Stephens told me about you.
And here are Mr. Buck Hillman and Mr. Jack Conroy, our noble pilot and co-pilot, waiting to make your acquaintance.
How do you do, Miss Ralston?
How do you do?
And this, Miss Ralston, is Colonel Saunders, the airline's best cash customer.
I'm happy to meet you, my dear. I'm so glad to hear about you and Stephens.
You see, Miss Ralston, I've rounded us all up. Special orders from Field Marshal Sir Stephen Rockley, who has this all under his thumb. It's about time to go, isn't it, Buck?
1 minute, Sally.
Southern Airlines announcing departure of Georgia Transport from Charleston, Raleigh, Richmond, and points north. The plane is ready now at gate 4. All aboard, please.
We'd better get aboard. This way, Miss Ralston.
Take my arm, my dear.
Oh, thank you. I do hope it won't be stormy up there.
Oh, no, it never is above the clouds.
Oh, how enormous she is, Colonel.
She is, but small compared to ships they'll build one of these days. Up you go.
Watch your head, Colonel.
Well, here we are. Someday they'll make cabin doors high enough for a tall Don Quixote like myself. Let's sit aft here. We can see down under the wing. Ah, there. There are the motors.
All passengers will please fasten their safety belts. We're taking off.
Now, let me fix the belt, my dear.
Thank you, Colonel.
Well, here we go.
Back of the storm. She is in the sun.
She is done with dark for a time.
Her shadow runs in a smooth white floor. On turrets and tufts of wool.
Fiercely she drives.
Wind roars on her metal skin. Prodigious din of motors like bees in titanic hives. And of blades that bore the sky's core.
She comes coasting. In. Down through the clouds and rain, touches the earth.
She roars to the sky again. Charleston and Raleigh, Richmond and Washington.
The sun is setting, cooling the hot earth. Earth heat, all day the solid barrier to fog banks hung offshore, has trickled away. The fog is blocked no longer. Inland it creeps. White, wispy threads have coalesced to film. The film has thickened to a fleecy floor. The floor has deepened. Now the sun has set. Suddenly, all the sky is black with clouds. Above it, the sun shines, but underneath it, night gathers, premature. In airways control.
Sonny?
Yes, Stefan?
Fog ceiling's down to 500 feet. Just time to bring in one more ship before we start using the bottleneck. Transmit orders to Buffalo 2nd Section, now over Morristown, to come right in.
Righto, Stefan.
General orders for low ceiling landing routine to all pilots. The usual approach on the Elizabeth beam. Cross cone of silence above the station at 2,000. Fly south 5 minutes. On the south leg of the beam, toward Camden. Full turn, fly north, recrossing cone at 800. Let down about 400 feet a minute for 1.5 minutes to the runway and land.
Righto, Stefan.
Assignment of landing numbers, Donnie. Number one ship, Boston commuter over Mitchell Field intersection. Bring them right in. They begin landing team at 5:30 and land at 5:45. Number two ship, flight 6 from California, now over Barnesville. Hang them up to cruise on the beam above Martin's Creek at 4,000 feet. Number three ship, Washington Congressman, due here 5:55. Hang him up at 8,000 feet on the beam over Camden to wait his turn. That'll hold us for the moment. Got it?
Got it, Stefan.
12 ships, all scheduled between 5 and 7. So they pile up. Time's something you can't stretch. Ships that approach each other at a speed close to the speed of the sun around the earth. 400 miles an hour at times. Split seconds to issue orders and avert disaster. And Judy's in the middle. Johnny, dual orders to all pilots. To act on last orders in case radio contact is broken with airport.
Righto, Stefan.
Tune in on the Elizabeth beam, Jack.
Okay, Buck.
Got it.
Switch me over.
A signal for the southeast quadrant. It sings. Now bank the ship. Now swing it to the west. So, the twilight zone and the signal. So, on course now. The heartening buzz of the beam. The on-course signal. So, swing her westward still. the Twilight Zone. The Southwest Quadrant signal. Now swing her back. Eastward again. The Twilight Zone. On course. So, check and double check. The Elizabeth B. We're firmly on it. It will lead us home right to the airport runway. Magic tightrope on which a pilot rides from city to city.
Jack, get airways control.
Right. Georgia Transport calling QXAF. Georgia Transport calling QXAF. Go ahead, QXAF.
QXAF to Georgia Transport. Go ahead, Georgia Transport.
Georgia Transport to QXAF. Just switched over to the Elizabeth Beam, QXAF. Altitude 8,000. Airspeed 180 miles an hour. Left area of rain just south of Baltimore. Squad beginning to show below us to the north. Go ahead, QXAF.
QXAF to Georgia Transport. Keep her coming. You're now number 5 ship to land. No other change in orders. Special message passenger, Mr. Stephen Rockley, to Miss Judith Ralston. He hopes she's enjoying her trip. Are you reading me? Are you reading me? I'm not reading you very clearly. Go ahead, Georgia Transport.
Georgia Transport to QXAF. Not reading you too well at the end. Intermittent trouble with radio phones here since leaving Baltimore. But I got you. I got you. Georgia Transport signing off. Radio's acting up again, Buck. A message for Miss Ralston from Stephen.
Buzz for Sally, Jack. We'll give it to her.
Right.
What's up, Buck?
Message for Miss Ralston, Sally, from Stephen. What was it, Jack?
He hopes she's enjoying the trip.
Oh, ain't love grand. How are we coming, Buck?
On time, on course, but there's fog at the airport. We're to be hung up cruising the beam over Camden till 6:18. Tell Miss Ralston of the Colonel. They're sort of in the family.
Okay, Buck. Hello, Miss Ralston. I've a message for you from Mr. Rockley. He hopes you're enjoying the trip.
Thank you, Miss Holt.
How are we coming, Sally?
On time, on course, Colonel. Just checked with Buck. We'll be late. There's ground fog at the airport. We'll hang up cruising the beam over Camden a while. Well, I'll get back.
What does she mean, hang up cruising the beam? Is anything wrong?
No, nothing, Judy. Just the routine whenever fog shuts down. Like railroad traffic in a railroad yard. With Stephen, chief dispatcher.
The sky is too big, too empty. Women like little things. Someday I hope Stephen and I will have a house, a home. Small, tender things. Silver and candles. Children. Small drudgeries that hold the brain. Peace. I'll leave the dreaming to Stephen, the man's function. I'll be satisfied with things to touch and Stephen's arms about me. Oh, Stephen, Stephen.
We're roaring into the night. Here, now, tonight. About us everywhere along the lanes are other ships, boring invisible passage, riding the radio beams. So frailly linked to Earth that just the severance of a wire will cut them from it forever.
And somewhere down below us, down in the fog, the Earth we knew and lived on once, now lost.
Oh, Judy, I'm sorry. Look out the window. The wind against the stars. We're circling now. Yeah, Buck's banking to the left. We must be on our station over Camden. Sally's going forward to the cockpit.
Can that mean trouble?
Trouble, Buck?
Contact's lost with the airport, Sally. We've got the beam still. We'll follow last orders. Stand by for emergency after 7 o'clock. Pass on the word to Colonel Saunders, not to Miss Ralston.
Okay, Buck.
I've lost contact with Georgia Transport, Stephen.
Oh. Ah, that's a neat break, Johnny.
What was the last position? Camden, 6 o'clock, 8,000 feet on the beam.
So, we'll build on that then. Stand by for orders, Johnny. Third section of the Chicago flight to come in as scheduled. The Transcontinental out of Cleveland to be held over Martin's Creek until further orders. Keep all other ships cruising on assigned positions till Georgia Transport is in. Warn Rusty and Tower. Get it?
Got it, Stephen.
All I can do. We've done it safely before.
hundreds of times. It changes everything with Judy up there. Fog gets lower and lower. Oh, God grant a crack of open sky is left between the fog and the earth to let her in. Only a crack.
What's the position, Jack?
Altitude 5,000 with the last correction, Buck. Pick up the Princeton beacon in 2 minutes.
Check every calculation twice, Jack. We can't make a mistake. What was the ceiling at the airport?
500. 20 minutes ago.
Yes. 20 minutes ago. What is it now? Clouds won't stay put. The fog may reach the moon, for all we know, and hug the airport like a woman's glove. If instruments are wrong, if they go wrong, we'll fly this roaring cyclone into the ground.
Princeton beacon, Buck.
Right. Down we go.
Steady. The long, slow dive that brings the hidden reefs closer and closer.
Buck Hillman.
Buck Hillman. Buck Hillman.
Calling Buck Hillman of Georgia Transport.
Go away. Can't you see I'm busy?
Busy, eh, Buck? Busy with your instruments. Nice little instruments of wire and cardboard. Artificial horizon. Altimeters. Buzz of the beam in your earphone.
What if they're wrong?
What if they're wrong?
What if they're wrong, Buck Hillman? Not answering, eh, Buck? No answer in the dark as the ship plunges.
Roar of the motors.
Hiss of the wings.
Wings settling into the darkness, into the fog. Wings yearning for Earth, the stillness of the hangars. Wheels yearning for Earth, stretched like a bird's feet.
Where is the Earth? Where is the Earth?
Where is the Earth, Buck Hillman, in all this darkness? No answer at all.
He's deaf. He's dumb.
He's blind.
What was that sound?
Roar of the waves past Staten Island. Cries of swallows nesting in a chimney. Hiss of wind and high tension wires.
Be afraid, Buck Hillman.
Be afraid.
We are the slayers of ships.
Lost in the darkness.
Fog is my meat.
Static's my meat. Doubt is my meat.
Be afraid.
Be afraid.
Be afraid.
Let go the wheel.
Let go the rudder pedal.
Let the ship fall.
Let the ship fall.
Be afraid.
Be afraid.
Be afraid.
Be afraid.
Be afraid. Be afraid.
Black as pitch up here, Rusty. The fog touches the tower almost. Well, we've done our best. Hillman must bring her in now.
Plenty of room still, Stefan.
Fog is a black hand pressing the earth, killing the little comfort of airport beacons.
Snap out of it, Stefan.
Sorry.
They've got the beam. Stay up and see them land. Judy makes you jittery.
Sure, Rusty.
Buzz of the beam. The clean, strong-arm course signal.
Give me a time check, Jack.
1 minute to the cone, Buck.
Yes, there she comes. The on-course signal dwindles. The cone of silence grows. Magnificent silence. 1 minute and a half to the field now.
Wheels down. Flaps down.
Wheels down. Flaps down.
God help us all if anything gets in our way.
What was your conference with Sally just now, Colonel? You look serious, you two.
Just chit-chat, my child. Can an old fellow make a date with a pretty girl without cross-examination?
I see. I'm not to know. That's trouble. I've thought these last few minutes the ship's flight was an uneasy thing. As if she fled from something in the dark, twisting and turning, hunting a loophole. Stefan, you cannot reach your hand into the sky to pick me out of it. Hold me close, Stefan.
All passengers will please fasten their safety belts. We are about to land.
Oh, Stefan, it's come.
Black as ever, Rusty.
Yes, it's black, Stefan.
Floodlights will help.
What does Buck Hillman like, Sir Rule? Wing lights or floodlights?
I can't remember. Every pilot's different. When I'm giving Buck floods to guide him in, to show him where the airport is.
I used to hate the floodlights, flying transports. They cast deceiving shadows on the field. Inky. Confusing. Wing lights cut a path ahead of you. Long yellow pencils of light. They dip as the ship dips. They slant to earth. As you level off, they level with you. Then your wheels touch. The pleasant rumble of gear. You taxi in. Yes, wing lights. Wing lights always. Where is that ship?
Yeah, steady, steady. Hang on, Stefan.
Oh, we ought to be hearing her by now, Rusty.
He may be late. It's only 7:10. Was that a motor?
Your ears are better than mine. Which way?
Can't tell. Fog twists the sound. Yes. Yes, a motor.
One motor or two? Yes. Yes, I hear it now. It's twin motors, Rusty. You can hear the beat. One against the other.
Can't see him yet. He's on the beam, all right. But low.
Oh, he's awfully low. Or is it imagination? God grant he doesn't fly her into the ground. Lights, Rusty. Lights. Lights on the fog. They make a pale white halo rounded on the fog. Eyes of the transport feeling her way in. It's she. It's Georgia Transport. Judy. Judy.
Here we are, Judy. Not so hard at that.
I'm shaky still, Colonel. You haven't a poker face. Look at those other passengers. Board as commuters on the morning ferry.
I'm sorry, Judy. We knew too much. And very much too little.
Will Stefan be here, do you think?
Well, he might be if he got a break of a minute or two.
The New York passengers will please pick up their baggage in the waiting room. I watch your step, nurse.
Stefan! Stefan, darling!
Oh, Judy! Oh, I've got you at last. My dear, my dear. You all right? You guessed too much, I'll bet. It wasn't a tough spot. It was only having you up in that ship.
Are we together now? And forever? Can you come to town?
Not now, Judy, not now. Our rich forever begins with waiting. You must wait for me. I've 12 ships still to land. They're all hung up or will be everywhere, waiting to land just as you were. I must get back. Oh, darling, be patient with me. I've got to go now. I shouldn't have come down here. Goodbye. Goodbye. Wait happily.
So it begins. Our life. But I can wait. I understand. The black sky hung with ships waiting their turns to come to Earth again. I understand. I'll sit here by the window and watch them come, knowing it's Stefan's hand that brings them safely. I'll wait and like it. I'm his good Earth, to whom when all this fierce routine is over, he must come back. For peace and rest, renewal. I'll wait and like it. Love it. I shall know waiting and watching such full happiness as mortals know but once in a blue moon. I'm waiting, Stefan. Come to me soon. Come soon.
You have just heard the premiere performance of John Williams Andrews' original verse play for radio, Georgia Transport. Mr. Andrews is the author of Prelude to Icarus, a narrative poem of flight. Tune in next week at this same hour for the workshop's presentation of The First Violin by Norman Davy, adapted for radio by Miss Sally Russell. To be directed by Irving Reese, this is the Columbia Broadcasting System.